gotta find Seltzman.
Patch the bathhouse up quickly. I'm going to try to go down the Glomar Deep.
Trying to get him back is crazy. I mean, even he might not be able to perfect the method to catch up with the starship Regulus.
I know it's suicide trying to go after him, but if I don't, it's suicide.
If you don't, Regulus's haywire computers will destroy the ship.
If I don't, it's suicide for the global ethic. It's suicide for the Regulus. And suicide for humanity.
So, Seltzman is trapped at the bottom of the Glomar Jig, eh?
That's it. And soon I'll be down there with him.
Well, good luck. I'm going home and have dinner.
Thanks for nothing.
Lower the sub!
The altimeter scale. 50 fathoms, 100, 200, 500, the pressure is building. Hello, Earth Control, can you hear me?
Roger, Roger.
Right.
How far down are you, Roger?
Scale reads, huh? 2,500 fathoms now.
Any sign of Seltzman yet?
No, can't see anything. I'm gonna have to cease radio contact because of the Fermi compression.
Look out, there's been rumored a giant octopus is in the neighborhood. But that's only a silly rumor that a sailor told me.
Roger's Burial.
Part 2, written by Frederick Douglass. Directed by Joseph Wilson.
Hello!
General, looks like we've lost touch with Roger.
Contact broken, eh?
Yep.
Can't reestablish.
No. Looks like, the giant octopus got him.
And many phantoms down.
The octopus, I'm riding it.
Welcome.
The pressure.
I am Dr. Seltzman. I'm communicating with you. High frequency wave band. I hope you can hear me. I hope someone can hear me. I saw your ship descend into the octopus's maw.
You're trapped inside too?
Yes. Yes, I've been in this octopus for many moons now.
How can you tell?
Well, I have a very good watch. Never end, never stops, and I wind it religiously every day. It's my only way to keep touch with sanity, by winding that watch. Oh, Lord, how I've had to keep touch. Stubbed my toe on the octopus.
I know you're not Seltzman. Seltzman had lunophobia. He had a crazy mixed up fear of the moon. He'd never mentioned it in any sentence. You've given yourself away. You're not Seltzman. I know who you are.
Who am I? Who am I?
I know who you are. You're a Gemini construct of the computer on the Regulus. Sent back to Earth to destroy Seltzman, aren't you?
Very clever. Very clever indeed, my boy. My Seltzman ruse did not fool you in the slightest bit.
Where's the real Seltzman?
I had a lovely dinner last night.
A lovely dinner? Did you eat him?
No, nothing so crude, I'm afraid. Mr. Seltzman joined me for dinner. Mr. Seltzman has no mind anymore. That's what we had for dinner.
You ate his brain, but yeah. Then
your brain is delicious.
Your brain must have absorbed some of its knowledge, because when you eat tapeworms, when tapeworms are fed to one another, they absorb the ability to go away from light or go towards light, and in the scientific experiments of Dr. Cholesterol.
Right. You're very right.
So you must know the answer!
Yes, I do. However, you're trapped in the octopus, and I think I'm having another Brady dish tonight.
I think we should send another Bathysphere down, don't you?
Yeah, I'm gonna go this time. I've had enough of this desk job. These 5 stars, I'm ripping them off now.
No! Prepare don't go down, stuff. General!
Prepare the battle stuff. Give me my machine gun. Even though I'm 78 years old, I'm gonna tackle.
General, I can't let you go.
I have to go myself, General. I have too much of an affection for you to let you sacrifice yourself in vain.
Hey, you, what are you doing? The General, you killed the General!
I'm gonna go down that bathtub. Roger was a friend of mine.
So, what do you think of your brainy meal now, huh?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you?
No.
Someone should have followed me down from the surface. It's gotta
have
happened.
Then I'll just have another brainy dish tomorrow night.
You goddamn son of a bitch. You never will learn, will you?
No, I'm afraid not. We Gemini prototypes are very intelligent.
And completely destructible if one has the virus.
Yeah, virus? How did you get it?
I'll show you.
How'd you get it?
I have a little vial in my pocket now.
Don't release that vial. You'll destroy my octopus coating.
Just wanted to see if there's anything you were afraid of. I don't really have a virus here.
Oh, thank the holy computer which spawned me.
But Fred,
how are your friend in the bathysphere coming down now?
Look behind you, there's Fred. I see him through the window.
Now, Fred!
Fred, release the vial, quick!
No, keep that away!
Fred, release the vial!
If you kill me, you'll never know the secret. You'll never know how to catch up with the Regulus.
You're gonna tell me. You're gonna tell me now, or I'm gonna break your flaky hide.
No. No. I won't tell you. You can't kill me.
Fred, I know it. Fred, we can both eat him for dinner. Then we'll absorb the information.
No, it doesn't work.
Under deep hypnosis, we can tell.
No. We might kill you.
Come on, Frel, let's go to work.
No. Keep those forks away from me.
This tastes good.
Ooh, it tastes good.
Ooh, this is good, man.
Wow, give me a piece of butter.
Ooh, I want some pork.
Here, I need a bun.
What will happen? Will the Regulus be destroyed? Will Earth reach it in time before the renegade computer destroys it? We'll find out in part 3 of this thrilling new Voyage to the Stars adventure, Roger's Burial. Roger, played by Bill Hammer. With Heiner Elko, C.C. Beck, and W.H. Wick. Copyright 1973 by Gemini Productions, made in USA.
Ronins assembled in Australia from Japanese porn. This has been Voyage to the Stars, an LA presentation.